She came halfway across the universe in search of a cosmic power source that could save her world from destruction.
Who is she?
Who on earth are you?
You know, I think I recognize the costume.
And by the way, it's Supergirl. See? Supergirl.
That's what happens when you touch my stuff.
A Kryptonian girl with blonde hair and a bad attitude. She moved so fast that Lois didn't even know what hit her.
A Kryptonian attacked Lois?
Yeah, right before she came after me. Chloe, not only is she as strong as I am, she can fly.
Well, sounds like we got ourselves a true blue Supergirl.
Kara Krypton is gone.
What do you mean gone?
It exploded. You and I are the only survivors.
No. Planets don't just explode, Kal-El. Guess the humans are right, Kal-El. Girls do mature faster than boys.
This one has the S for super, just like your cousin.
It's not an S. It's my family's coat of arms. The House of L.
I am Supergirl.
Everybody, and welcome back to Krypton's Last Daughter, a Supergirl podcast. I am your host, Andrew Pinkham. So glad to be along with you today as we hop back into the DeLorean, crank it up to 88 miles per hour, and go back to 1959 as we continue our coverage looking into the Silver Age of Supergirl in Action Comics. We're looking at number 256 today, titled The Great Supergirl Mirage. But before we do that, I want to give you guys a little bit of an update on this podcast, as it has been so long since I've recorded an episode. Good grief, 8 years. That's just way too long. Really, I don't have much of an excuse. Unfortunately, real life has kind of hit me between the eyes, and due to real life circumstances, podcasting just kind of went away from me for a good long time. But I love this show. I have always loved this show. And I really wanted to get back into covering the Silver Age stories regarding Supergirl. So that's why we're here. But back a few years ago, my good friend and frequent podcast co-host of this show, Mr. Danny Saab and myself, recorded an episode not too long before the Supergirl TV show ended. I think that was the TV show ended in 2021. And we recorded our reaction to the TV show ending back in October of 2020, I believe. Not too long after COVID kind of blew up the world. It was the fall before the Supergirl TV show came back. So that's going to probably be hitting your podcast feeds in the coming weeks, whenever I have the time to release it. But it will be considered a lost episode, unfortunately, because it was just recorded so long ago. But anyway, I plan on continuing my coverage with the Silver Age, and hopefully we'll be bringing to you episodes proper at least twice a month. So my plan is to cover every Supergirl appearance this podcast has always wanted to start with her very first appearance in Superman number 123, which really wasn't Supergirl. It was a wish, but that was Supergirl's very first appearance into the comics. and going all the way to what is currently being released over her 64-year history. So we will get to the 2005 run. We will get to the Peter David run. We will get to the Daring Age, the Daring New Adventures of Supergirl age, and that happened in the late 70s. We will cover all of that stuff, but we will get there eventually. My plan is to cover all the Silver Age stories first, and then move into Daring, and then move into Crisis on Infinite Earths, and cover her death, as well as moving into her post-Crisis appearance with the Peter David run and the 2005 run. And then after the 2005 run, dive back into the New 52 with all of its problems and and all. So we will get to the newer stuff. It's just going to take us a fair amount of time to get there. And if you want to follow along with my adventures diving into the Silver Age, you can do so by picking up. I'm covering all the stories. Basically, these issues are so old that they are hard to find. Even on the DC Infinite app that has a lot of Silver Age stories, it doesn't have all of them, unfortunately. So we're going to be looking at the Supergirl stories that are published in the Showcase Presents volumes. We're going to be looking at those, and then probably we're going to try to search out the ones after what those books reprint. So that's kind of what we're going to be covering moving forward. This episode, we're going to be looking at Action Comics 256 and moving forward from there. But before we get into our coverage of that actual issue, I wanted to talk to you guys about kind of a growing trend that I've seen in the past several years. And that is the phenomenon of Patreon. You know, and this is going to be a little bit of a rant. So if you guys don't want to hear a classic Andrew Pinkham rant, just skip ahead a few minutes and we will get to the coverage of the actual issue of Action Comics 256. But I feel that, you know, the past few years, podcasters are now charging money for exclusive content. And that has really, really irked me. I used to listen to a podcast that I really, really loved and had been listening to for a very, very long time. I think when the show debuted in like 2007. But recently in like 2020, the past like 3 years, they started charging people for exclusive content via Patreon. And you can follow them through Patreon and do this whole tiered system. It's like, no. And the fact that they are constantly plugging Patreon and all of it was really, really annoying. So I stopped listening to the show. But I wanted to reassure you guys that this podcast, and I repeat, will never, ever charge for exclusive content. I feel this is very unfair to the audience. And I may be the only podcaster out there who feels this way, but podcasts should be free. Plain and simple. There's really no need to charge for exclusive content. I understand podcasters now want to live off podcasting and stuff, and some people do. I mean, you guys got like Kevin Smith and guys like that who do like Smodcast and Fat Man on Batman and all that stuff. But you know, I'm not them. So I mean, I don't know if donations will ever become a thing with this show or not. I have set up donation link for, I think, my Wonder Woman show. I think you can donate to. I've set up PayPal to do that. I may do that in the future for this show. I haven't really decided one way or the other. But I will never charge people for listening to this podcast. I just don't think it's right or fair or anything. I mean, that's why I put the show on YouTube as well. So, and you can check that show out, youtube.com/@KLD podcast. I mean, that's where you're going to find all of my podcasts on YouTube as well. So, I mean, there are plenty of ways to listen to this show not just through Apple Podcasts and iTunes, which is, by the way, not to change the subject, but the fact that iTunes still exists after all these years. I mean, yes, Apple Podcasts for actual Apple users is one thing, but apparently iTunes is still around, which is kind of funny. So, I mean, that's really cool, but iTunes doesn't really exist for Apple users anymore. It's all Apple Podcasts now. So, but I say all that to say about all this Patreon stuff, you know, to each his own. If you're a podcaster and you want to make money doing it, you know what? That's your business. But this podcast will never do that. So, I just find that there are several ways to do this whole podcasting thing for free. And the way I do them, I do a free website and I post all my episodes on YouTube, and that's free, as well as I use Internet Archive to store most of my podcast episodes. So, I mean, you can listen to them. I mean, that's where you're going to find most of my shows anyway, is through Internet Archive. So, but anyway, now that we are kind of getting long in the tooth with this intro, we're going to dive into Action Comics number 256. But before we do that, I'm going to take a quick break, play a promo for a podcast, and we will be back soon. Stay tuned, everyone.
In all his decades of publishing history, one event has affected Superman more than any other. Worlds lived, worlds died, and that was only the beginning. Superman was never the same. Presenting Superman in Crisis. Available weekly from January 3rd, 2022 at johnreadscomics.com.
And welcome back, everybody. So, Action Comics number 256, titled The Great Supergirl Mirage. The credits on this one are Otto Binder as the writer, Jim Mooney is the penciler and inker, Kurt Swan and Stan Kay were the cover artists, Whitney Ellsworth was the executive editor, and this issue was cover dated September 1959. Getting into the synopsis, while secretly flying over Midvale, Supergirl begins to practice using her superpowers in secret so that she could be useful to Superman in the future. Believing that she is high enough to be unseen, she is unaware that fellow orphan Dick Wilson has taken her picture with an eagle-eye camera lens. After finishing some super feats, she returned to the orphanage unaware that the snooping Wilson had noted that an essay that is due that afternoon is unfinished by Supergirl's civilian identity, Linda Lee. Realizing that the report is due, she uses her super speed to finish writing the essay, arousing Dick's suspicion about her. Linda dismisses them by suggesting that what he saw was an unfinished draft. Linda realizes she now has her own version of Lana Lang. When Dick develops his photograph, he realizes that he took a picture of a flying girl and not a bird as he originally thought. Suspicious that Linda really is this Supergirl, Dick tries different methods of exposing her secret identity. His first attempt involves using a dummy of himself being thrown off a cliff. It fails when Linda sees through his plot, but when she tries to use her X-ray vision to witness the spectacle, they accidentally set the dummy ablaze. Linda covers her tracks by bringing in a thundercloud, which strikes the dummy with a lightning bolt, eliminating Dick's certainty about Supergirl's identity. His next trick involves using a set of prop dumbbells and real weights. He hopes to trick Linda into thinking that's what is supposed to be a prop is actually a real weight, thereby exposing the fact that she has super strength. Also seeing through this ploy, Linda crushes a chunk of coal into a diamond and using her super breath to secretly bore out the insides of the weights, making them as light as the props. Thus, she once again throws off Dick's expose. Finally, to set matters at ease, Superman, learning of Linda's plight, has a Supergirl robot built to cover for her and explain the existence of a Supergirl. by having it put on a public show for the kids before departing. And that's where our issue ends. So getting into the notes on this issue, overall, I really love this issue. It was a lot of fun. I love seeing all the super feats in this issue between the constant use of X-ray vision, using her super strength, just overall a fun issue. And I love seeing Kara as Linda Lee trying to get herself out of trouble, whether it be using her super speed to quickly finish her report or using her super breath to bore out the dumbbell. That was just a lot of fun. So the artwork in this story, top notch. Jim Mooney does a great job. He and Al Plastino, like I have said on previous episodes, have a very similar style. You can't really tell much of a difference, and I think that's because at the time, I mean, DC Comics really wanted that uniform look for its stories, especially Action Comics. So, therefore, the art styles are very, very similar. So, I just enjoy it a lot. Because the art stays so uniform, it's hard to tell between actual artists. So, I mean, you couldn't really pick out, I mean, if you set a Jim Mooney drawn book and an Al Plastino book, as well as like maybe like a Kurt Swan, you set those three artists side by side, I'm not sure you could tell which one was drawn by who. They might be able to tell, but a lot of them, unfortunately, a lot of those guys aren't around anymore, so you couldn't really do that. But getting into the page by page notes. Page one, I really love that we basically have a boy version of Lana Lang for Supergirl and Dick Wilson. I'm not very versed in the Silver Age, but I get the feeling that Lana Lang in the Silver Age of Superman comics was really trying to expose Superman as Superboy back in Smallville. So I get that sense from reading this. Page two, Dick Wilson snooping in on Linda's room just because the window was open. Kind of found that a little hokey, to be honest. I mean, I'm not sure how boys acted in the 1950s, but you wouldn't find that to be the case today. You wouldn't go snooping around in somebody's room just because the window was open today. But I mean, that's the difference between the 1950s and 2023. So, page three, really love seeing Kara finish her report in 3 seconds flat, and basically getting herself out of trouble with Dick. And she was able to easily explain that away with her super speed, getting the report done and all of that. So, just really enjoyed that part overall. Page five and six, I found everything with the dumbbell to be really silly and a little unbelievable. You would think because of her crushing the diamond, I mean, that was, we've seen that before. We've seen Superman and people with super strength crush coal into diamonds and stuff. I just recently watched an episode of Elseworlds, the crossover event through the Arrowverse, and we see Superman crush that coal for a diamond to propose to Lois, and you know it's actually not a, it's one of those things where you can definitely tell that he's crushing it. So I mean, it does make some noise. So, and I have a hard time believing that Supergirl could crush that coal and use her super breath all while Dick Wilson not being aware of it. I just found that really, really silly. But my last note here, page seven, I really love that Superman is constantly keeping an eye on her and helping her when he can, this time sending a robot to bail her out of trouble. I don't know if the Superman robots were a thing in this era or not, but I just really, really enjoyed the fact that Superman built a robot to just help Kara out as her Linda Lee secret identity, and kind of throws Dick Wilson completely off the trail, thinking that it was a robot instead of her. Really enjoyed that. So, but with the and that's gonna wrap up the notes I had for this issue, and really it's going to wrap up this episode of our return of Krypton's Last Daughter. So I did want to take a few minutes and talk about the new website and kind of the circumstances revolving around the new website. Basically, what ended up happening when I left the Kara Zor-El, when I moved KLD back to its own website and feed, which was kldpodcast.wordpress.com, and you can still check that website out. It has all of the old episodes, but it won't have any new episodes moving forward. And that is because I somehow lost access to that specific website. For some reason, I cannot log into that website. So, therefore, I had to create a new website, which is kldsupergirlpodcast.wordpress.com. That's where you're going to find all of my new shows, all my new content that I'm putting out. The YouTube link is up there. The Facebook and Twitter pages are on the website as well. So, there's a ton of ways you can listen to the show now, whether it be via YouTube or via Apple Podcast or iTunes still. You can even download the show on an app called Podcast Addict. That's how I listen to a lot of my podcasts, and I checked to see if KLD was there, and luckily it is. So, it is available on your favorite podcast catcher. So the email and how to contact the show will be in the outro. So stay tuned for that. Next episode, we are going to be looking at Superman's pal, Jimmy Olsen, number 40. And that issue is titled Jimmy Olsen, Supergirl's Pal. So be on the lookout for that the next time. And I promise it won't be 8 years between episodes. That's just way, 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 way too long. So I promise you guys, I will not be gone that long. I'm going to try to put these episodes out on a bi-weekly basis, twice a month. So we will see. Also, I want to mention that there are going to be a couple other podcasts associated with the new website. I'm going to be launching Power Girl, Earth 2's Last Daughter, basically looking at the Earth 2 version of Supergirl. And that's going to start with her appearance in All-Star number 58 and moving forward to what's being published with her today. The other podcast that is going to be on the website as well is a podcast called Supergirl Goes Hollywood. I've tried to launch this podcast before, and we're going to be looking at every basically media appearance of Supergirl. And unlike what I've done before, these two podcasts are going to be completely separate podcast feeds. So you can... they're all going to be on the YouTube channel for Krypton's Last Daughter, but they will all have separate podcast feeds within like iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict, all of those podcatchers. They're going to have their own separate podcast feed. So when those launch, they'll even have their own websites associated with them. So be on the lookout for those sometime soon. I'm not exactly sure when those podcasts will launch, but I will let you know as soon as they do. So there's going to be a lot of content from me moving forward, and I could be more excited. So But that's going to do it for us for this episode. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, when we talk about Superman's pal, Jimmy Olsen, I'm Andrew Pinkham, and we will be talking to you later. See ya. You have been listening to Krypton's Last Daughter, a Supergirl podcast, hosted by me, Andrew Pinkham. Supergirl, as well as all other characters I talk about on this show, as well as any music I use, are copyright the respective copyright holders. No infringement is intended. The website for the show is kldsupergirlpodcast.wordpress.com, where you will find the RSS feed, the podcast, the iTunes and Apple Podcast links, news, and a whole lot more. The email is supergirlpodcast@gmail.com. And let's face it, guys, I love lots of emails, so don't be afraid to write in, alright? There are several ways you can interact with the show. You can like the Facebook page, just type Krypton/Daughter into Facebook, or check out the website for more details. You can follow me on Twitter, I'm at @KLDPodcast. You can also listen to the show on YouTube, I'm at youtube.com/@KLDPodcast. Where you can like, comment, and subscribe to the show. And if you would, as a huge favor to me, and leave an iTunes and Apple Podcast review, I would greatly appreciate it, and I'll give you a shout-out on the show. That's a personal guarantee from me. The opening theme, The Rule, as well as all other original music, is written and produced by Kevin MacLeod. The closing theme, Superman Doomsday main title, was composed by Robert Crail. Supergirl was created by Otto Binder and Al Plastino. Thank you for listening, and come back next time for Krypton's Last Daughter, a Supergirl podcast.
To be honest, I'm not sure I've earned the right to wear this uniform, but I will.